do you have too many projects? You know, if you're putting all your good people on Wakanda Forever and then MODOK looks like crap in Ant-Man and Quantumania, is there a problem here?
And it doesn't work. It looks weird, and it doesn't. It's horrible. It's terrible. It is so bad. It genuinely gives the CGI on the She-Hulk series a run for its money. That's how terrible it is.
It's just like the Avengers. An Avengers movie only works if you do it every few years.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an Avengers movie every single year, you're not going to have that hype and the billion-dollar box office that comes from Endgame. And what's happening now, because we're getting streaming series from the Marvel Cinematic Universe on Disney Plus as well that are connected to it, it's almost like you don't have that disconnect that made the heart grow fonder whenever the next movie came out, because a movie comes out and then, like, you know, a week later there's a streaming show.
But if you're someone who's more of a casual fan, or you got into Mandalorian because you were in love with the 50-year-old baby known as Baby Yoda or Grogu. By the way, what do you call him, Baby Yoda?
I call him Grogu now, but I have to because I'm a pro.
Yeah. But if you've been following The Mandalorian, which is now in its third season, you spent two seasons with Pedro Pascal and this adorable little alien child. They have a really emotional separation at the end of season three.
He doesn't want to go with you. He wants your permission. He is strong with the Force, but talent without training is nothing. I will give my life to protect the child, but he will not be safe until he masters his abilities.
And if you tuned into season three, what? All of a sudden Grogu is back? What happened to him? And then you find out that you actually had to watch a completely different show.
To find out how they reunited.
And I guess first, David, I'm wondering, how did that play out with fans and critics? I mean, were people all on board with this idea?
I think hardcore fans were, because if you're a hardcore fan, you're likely going to watch The Book of Boba Fett anyway. Now, Boba Fett is a character who briefly had very brief appearances in the original trilogy, but let's just face it, he looked really cool, and sometimes people just point, wow, that's a cool character. I want to know more about that guy.
But they, like, created a new TV show just about him.
Right? Yes, just about him. I mean, it makes sense based off the popularity of the character.